Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, the MBTA will be shutting down parts of the Green Line from now until Sunday for some maintenance work.
Okay.
Yeah. The shutdown began last night. It included the B, C, D, and E branches. Mm-hmm. The MBTA is saying it will ensure that all infrastructures are in peak operating condition moving forward.
Okay.
We can hear from one rider, Sam Petrie, on BZ.
It's difficult. I know they got to do it. I'm happy they're upgrading it. It's nice to see that, but wish they could plan it a little better, you know? Just typical Boston, always having traffic at the worst time.
Yeah. Well, don't drive your car over 15 miles in a month or we're going to fine you. Use public transportation. But by the way, it's not going to be in operation this weekend, but should have everything ready to go by Monday. And then you got the Masspike Bridge. Is that thing? Thank God they're doing that on the weekends. That's the only thing I could say, but a complete cluster F for people last weekend who were stuck in that.
Insane.
It was like miles and miles of traffic.
Yeah.
We pay the highest taxes and get kicked in the nuts every day.
U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Leah Foley responded to comments made by Mayor Wu, who had said that ICE immigration officers were secret police.
Secret police?
Yeah.
Like in a communist nation or
correct.
Something. Secret police.
Yes.
Okay.
She said Hungary
or something like that.
Correct.
Okay.
She said it in a recent interview with WBUR. Now, yesterday in a video message on social media, Leah Foley had this to say in response.
Referring to federal agents as, quote, secret police is offensive. There are no secret police. ICE agents, along with other federal law enforcement partners, are making immigration arrests. That is no secret. They are arresting individuals who are here illegally, which is a violation of federal law.
And you're seeing these ICE agents are like needing to wear masks now because people are finding their identity and putting it all out on the internet. So
yeah, they're doxing them.
Yeah.
They're just doing their job.
Right.
Yeah.
Did Mayor Wu have these comments when there were people with masks throwing things into windows on Newbury Street?
I don't think so, Curtis.
Oh, okay. So people that are here to enforce, immigration are the secret police.
Mm-hmm. Try to become a Bermuda resident.
Why does everything have to go back to Hitler and the Nazis? Like, can we just like leave that alone? That guy is uniquely evil. We don't have to say that anybody else that's being enforcing things from the government is part of the Gestapo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gestapo.
What were you talking about?
Try to become a Bermuda resident.
That's not going so well for you.
No, that
requires a lot.
I feel like it's hard for me to become a resident of another country.
You should have married somebody when we were over there.
Yeah, I can't do that. I mean, I already got one wife. I can't do the sister wife.
Right.
You couldn't?
No, hell no.
You couldn't handle two?
No. No. Financially and mentally, I'd be destroyed.
And physically.
I mean, the physical part. I feel like
I don't know.
I could power through that.
Energizer Bunny.
You know? Hey, like, what's his name said? Malah? You know what? What do you call it? A rabbit tickle or whatever the hell it was?
Yeah, that was.
I can power through that.
Yeah. A Plymouth woman is hoping that she can find her guardian angel who helped her when she was driving last Wednesday in the hood of her Pontiac flew up. So her Pontiac.
Pontiac.
Pontiac?
Pontiac. There you go.
Pontiac.
Yeah. Yeah. Pontiac.
Well, Pontiac. It's an accent thing. Yeah. Robin Gallo said she was.
You know what? It's really probably not a car that your generation, a brand of a car that your generation would know. So I understand that.
Pontiac.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Pontiac.
Pony up in your Pontiac.
Yeah.
There you
go. Pony up.
So Gallo said she was driving on Route 3 in Plymouth when she saw her life flash before her eyes. Her 2004 Pontiac, the hood flew up and hit her windshield. Then a woman appeared and checked on her to make sure she was okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, really nice. Here's Robin on Boston 25.
She told me that what she did pulling over or stalling traffic so that I could get my car over, she said that's something that her husband would have done.
Oh. Imagine if she was driving a Chevrolet.
I know a Chevrolet.
Are the defenders here yet?
They are.
They are?
Are they?
Gorgeous.
How do they look?
Jackson already left good. With one.
No, they look really good. I pulled in this morning to see them.
I like the matte black one. Do we have a matte black one?
I don't see color.
Yeah, I think there's two. They're both like black or grayish. I can't remember if one's matte black. So.
All right. Well, I can't wait to haul ass good. In that thing up to Maine. Yeah. I can't wait to get to Maine. I miss it so much.
You should come when I go.
Huh?
You should come with me.
I got to go home and I like unload, like put more boxes away. Oh. The move, moving is the worst activity in the history of activities.
Correct.
It is never done.
Yeah.
You can't find anything in the morning. You can't find anything in the day. It's an absolute nightmare.
Isn't it always shocking the amount of stuff you actually have?
Yeah. And I threw away because, I'm a hoarder. I threw away a ton of my stuff, all the stuff I've saved for my entire life. I was recently told I'm allowed to have one thing that hangs on the wall from a memory perspective. I have never mind the magazine cover. That thing is probably never going up again.
Well, that's for the best.
I have a gold record from Godsmack. Cool. I have.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Right?
That's really cool.
What about in the office?
No, the office is, that's Lindsay's office.
But in
that's
the spare
not
bedroom.
My office.
Oh,
apparently.
The spare bedroom is her office?
So I'm allowed to hang one thing. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the other stuff.
Put it in the bathroom. Give you that? Is that your office? The spare bathroom? The second bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Bathroom.
What I don't understand, Greg, is you're going to a bigger place, right?
Yeah.
So then why do you have to get rid of stuff?
Because I had too much stuff, apparently, to start with.
I think that the gold record would be cool in the guest bath. It's a conversation piece. People come over, they go use the restroom, come out. Oh, that was cool in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did the closet come out nice?
Closet came out great.
Great.
Yeah, well worth the...
I thought 52K was a little...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's very expensive, but I mean, there's a little place for your shoes and belts and
pull-all drawers, I'd imagine.
Your various designer bags. And I mean, the thing is really... You don't know, Curtis, until you get a custom closet. You don't know that you're missing one. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
I mean it basically reshapes your whole life.
Right. Prior to that, I just put stuff on a hanger and hung it up there. Right.
What a moron you were.
I didn't realize the difference. So, but yeah, anyway, thanks to Land Rover of Norwood and Fast Edward, who runs that joint over there, for being a part of the road shows, and we will hop in those Defenders and get up to Maine sooner than later, I guess.
Next week, I'm going to Land Rover of Norwood to test drive some cars to keep.
Oh,
all right. Yeah. There you go.
Very nice.
Figuring out my finances first, but yeah. A 76-year-old woman in Texas assaulted a man's wife because she was furious that he was playing bagpipes in the park.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Public, you know, you can do what you want in public.
Yeah. I mean, they're not that loud. I see video of this on Twitch and on YouTube.
Yes, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, the woman is at the bagpiper, and the wife approaches her. That's when she turns around and assaults the wife. And not even that. Then she threatened to call her husband, who is a, quote, federal judge. Mm. Here's the man who is playing the bagpipes in the park, Scott Gibb.
She said, I had no right to play here in this public park. And she said, I'm going to call my husband. He's a federal judge and he's going to make you stop. She basically swiped at my wife's face.
Jesus.
Yeah. Karen.
Told her, go ahead, call your husband. We're in a public park. Let me enjoy my bagpipes. I mean, you old bag.
Bagpipes don't really seem that loud when you hear them.
And they're beautiful.
It's a good, it's a good turnout. Yeah. Is he wearing a kilt? Because don't they usually wear kilts,
the
bagpipe players?
Yeah, he looks like he's in shorts of some sort.
Mind your own beeswax.
Yeah, I hate the Karens. Yeah. Or the Kevins?
Karens.
Karens and Kevins? Right. Like, mind your business.
I call Kens.
No, the Kens. Mind your business.
Rare Saturday Live Ken and Curtis show.
9 to noon.
At the Brunswick, right? 9 to noon?
We will be there.
Okay. Looking for guests to join you, guest leads and such.
Everybody there will be more interesting than Ken, so they can come by whenever.
Okay.
And I'm nothing if not accountable. Ken was right. It was 7 days flex.
Oh, what?
Wow. Okay. You have to meet that mistake with the same energy you had when he threw you when you threw him.
I apologized to him. I said I'd take a lap.
Yeah, you're going to be in the 20s this year.
No, I think I've done the math. I think I'm at like 14.
No, but when it's done, you'll be in the north of 20.
Nah, 16 maybe.
just
that's
up
such cap.
We should take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news coming up. And then we will be joined at 8:30 by Michael Rubin on this show. And at 9 by Craig Breslow. A lot to talk to Craig Breslow about, Curtis.
Including Kevin Millar's comments. Yeah.
Fisheye.
Certainly what occurred pregame. With a little bit of a kerfuffle, and what Alex Cora said this week about this team not being able to get better ever, essentially. Mm. So all of that coming up with Craig Breslow at 9 and the front office report. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox don't get swept. They beat the Angels in that series finale 11-9 thanks to a walk-off homer by Rafaela. A weird scene before the game as Sox first base infield coach Jose Flores and Angels lefty Tyler Anderson, who pitched on Monday, got into it near home plate during pregame warm-ups. Things ended quickly, but not without others running over. We had Alex Cora, Garrett Crochet getting involved. Cora explained it as just baseball talk. Cora also knew that it was a must-win yesterday. Here he is from yesterday's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Hopefully this gets us going, but you know, to say that we needed this one, you know, is an understatement. You know, I think a lot of close games and they go the other way. I'm tired of telling Ramon in the eighth, man, like, here we go again. It's the same game. It's the same script, right? So hopefully we can change it now.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer. With lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinders, the possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today.
Final score yesterday was
11-9.
11-9. And the final score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. The lottery celebrates the games we love, from the baseball diamond to the lottery games that support all of our 351 cities and towns. The Mass Lottery, welcome to the state of winning.
Oh my gosh, every time you ask me to clarify something, I'm like, I got it wrong.
Start to freak out.
Yeah, I had a bit. Yeah. I'm sweating.
Don't worry about it.
The guys off today before taking on the Yankees tomorrow. The Stanley Cup Finals started last night, and the Oilers strike first at home despite a nice goal from Marshy. We got extra hockey in this one, going to overtime. Final score was 4-3. And the NBA Finals start tonight. The Pacers and Thunder tip at 8:30 in OKC. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with symmetrical all-wheel drive to take any summer adventure on or off the road. SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We will see you after the break with more news.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.